Passage 1. The video game machine can be compared to an audio cassette deck, and it's programmed to play a multitude of different games in color using various plug-in cartridges. At long last, a video game is available which will keep pace with improving technology by allowing you to extend your library of games with the purchase of additional cartridges as new games are developed. Each cartridge contains up to 10 different action games, and the first cartridge containing 10 sports games is included free with the box containing the keyboards. Other cartridges are currently available to enable you to play such games as Grand Prix Motor Racing, Super Wipeout, and Stunt Rider. Other cartridges are to be released, including Tank Battle, Hunt the Sub, and Target. The box containing keyboard comes complete with removable joystick player controls to enable you to move in all four directions. And built into these joystick controls are ball, serve, and target fire buttons. Other features include several difficulty option switches, automatic on-screen digital scoring, and color coding on scores and balls. Lifelike sounds are transmitted through the TV's speaker.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 1. Why is the video game machine similar to an audio cassette deck? Number 2. Why will the video game machine keep pace with improving technology? Number 3. Which of the following features is not included? Passage 2. Up to now, we focused on the positive impact of the automobile on society in the United States. Today we'll look at some of the negative effects. A number of sociologists blame the automobile for the decline of downtown areas of the major cities. In the 1950s and 1960s, the automobile made it possible to work in the cities and yet live in the suburbs many miles away. Shopping patterns changed. Instead of patronizing downtown stores, people in the suburbs went to large shopping malls built in open areas outside the city, where everything was cheaper. Merchants in the city failed. Stores closed. Downtown shopping areas became deserted. In recent years, there has been a rebirth in the number of downtown areas. Suburbanites, especially young married couples, have moved into the city to avoid roads covered with traffic between the suburbs and the cities every morning and evening. Now, let's look at some slides that illustrate these trends. By the way, tomorrow I'll explain the effect of all these automobiles on the environment. For example, what happens to the atmosphere as a result of burning gasoline and the depletion of natural resources like fossil fuels?
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 4. How did the automobile affect the workforce in the 1950s and 1960s? Number 5. What problem did city merchants face? Number 6. According to the speaker, why are some people moving back to the city? Number 7. What will be included in tomorrow's lecture? Section C. Compound dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. Then listen to it a second time. You are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Information for traveling. There is probably no place anywhere in the civilized world today that is not visited by tourists. The travel business offers a vast network of services for the comfort and convenience of travelers. Package tours that include everything from transportation to hotels, meals, and sightseeing trips are offered by airlines, railroads, and bus lines. Some steamship companies specialize in cruises to different parts of the world. The cruises range from a few days to many months. There are also private agencies that offer tours for young people 14 and over. A visitor to a strange land today need never be at a loss for information about the place he is visiting. There are innumerable travel books and guidebooks for practically every spot on the globe. The books give advice about what to see, where, buy, and describe restaurants and hotels. Governments, states, and cities publish pamphlets listing important sites for visitors. People may make their own arrangements for a trip, or they may prefer to use the services of a travel agency. A travel agency will order transportation tickets, reserve hotel rooms, and arrange for anything from a tour through London or San Francisco to a safari in Africa. Travel agencies, some run by governments, are found in every country. There is probably no place anywhere in the civilized world today that is not visited by tourists. The travel business offers a vast network of services for the comfort and convenience of travelers. Package tours that include everything from transportation to hotels, meals, and sightseeing trips are offered by airlines, railroads, and bus lines. Some steamship companies specialize in cruises to different parts of the world. The cruises range from a few days to many months. There are also private agencies that offer tours for young people 14 and over. A visitor to a strange land today need never be at a loss for information about the place he is visiting. There are innumerable travel books and guidebooks for practically every spot on the globe. The books give advice about what to see, where, and buy, and describe restaurants and hotels. Governments, states, and cities publish pamphlets listing important sites for visitors. People may make their own arrangements for a trip, or they may prefer to use the services of a travel agency. A travel agency will order transportation tickets, reserve hotel rooms, and arrange for anything from a tour through London or San Francisco to a safari in Africa. Travel agencies, some run by governments, are found in every country. There is probably no place anywhere in the civilized world today that is not visited by tourists. The travel business offers a vast network of services for the comfort and convenience of travelers. Package tours that include everything from transportation to hotels, meals, and sightseeing trips are offered by airlines, railroads, and bus lines. Some steamship companies specialize in cruises to different parts of the world. The cruises range from a few days to many months. There are also private agencies that offer tours for young people 14 and over. A visitor to a strange land today need never be at a loss for information about the place he is visiting. There are innumerable travel books and guidebooks for practically every spot on the globe. The books give advice about what to see, where, buy, and describe restaurants and hotels. Governments, states, and cities publish pamphlets listing important sites for visitors. People may make their own arrangements for a trip, or they may prefer to use the services of a travel agency. A travel agency will order transportation tickets, reserve hotel rooms, and arrange for anything from a tour through London or San Francisco to a safari in Africa. Travel agencies, some run by governments, are found in every country. Model Test 2, Section A, Number 1. Why don't you take a ship instead of a plane? Flying can be very dangerous.
But I'm sick, and it'll take me forever to get to the States if I go by ship.
What does the man prefer to take?
Number 2. I have to arrive at the airport at 8 and board the 9:15 airplane to London. It's nearly 8 o'clock now. Can you try to get me there on time?
Usually, it takes a half an hour to get to the airport, but I'll try to get you there in 25 minutes.
Why is the man in a hurry?
Number 3. Susan appears to be a very brave person.
Actually, she is not. She only acts that way in plays.
How well does the woman seem to know Susan?
Number 4. According to the plan, 144 enterprises are going to attend the meeting.
I know, but as far as I know, 14 of them have changed their minds.
According to the woman, how many enterprises will come to the meeting?
Number 5. It's £5 over. I'm afraid there'll be an extra baggage charge, sir. Maybe there's something you should take out.
This is a bit of a nuisance. Are you sure it's overweight?
What's the relationship between them?
Number 6. Mary, why isn't Jane teaching here this term?
She can't. She was fired.
What reason was given for Jane not teaching? Number 7. The World Trade Center in New York City seems to be higher this year. It makes me dizzy to go up so many steps this year, but it's worth it for the view of the city.
The building may not be higher, but we are older.
What has changed since last year? Number 8. What do you think of Professor Nancy's class?
Well, his lectures are well organized and interesting, but he could design more appropriate questions for the tests.
What does the woman not like about Professor Nancy's class?
Number 9. I wonder when this weather is going to change. I have forgotten what the sky looks like.
I know. I'd be mighty happy to put away this overcoat and this weather, too.
What kind of weather have these people probably been having recently? Number 10. Are you glad that you came to New Jersey?
Yes, indeed. I'd considered going to New Mexico or New York, but I've never regretted my decision.
Where does the man live now?
Section B. Passage 1. One of the biggest changes in the way people in Britain spend their leisure time in recent years has been the increase in the amount of time spent watching television. The average winter viewing figures are now about 28 hours per week. As you might expect, television viewing is less popular in summer than in winter, and more popular with old people than with any other age group. Viewing also varies according to social class, with professional and managerial classes watching less than the unskilled and the unemployed. On average, women watch more than men. British TV has an international reputation for producing programs of a high quality, such as documentaries, nature programs, comedies, and drama series. And according to the government, there should be a combination of competition, quality, and choice in any plans for the future of TV. However, not everyone agrees that more TV means better TV, and it has been argued that the standard of programs with a mass appeal, such as soap operas, quiz shows, and situation comedies, isn't very high. Minority programs, such as many of those broadcast on BBC Two and Channel 4, might disappear.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 1. Who watches more TV in Britain? Number 2. What is the average winter viewing figure now in Britain? Number 3. What are minority programs? Passage 2. Why do hot foods, such as hot sauce or peppers, create a burning sensation on the tongue? Why does milk make it less painful? The oral criminal in peppers or hot sauce is a compound. It has just the right shape to lock onto nerve endings or receptors inside your mouth and on your lips. Once that connection is made, the nerve ending signals the brain, which your brain interprets as pain. Just to make sure you get the message, the compound causes the nerves to release another chemical, substance P, which also generates pain signals. Getting some cold water around your mouth momentarily stops the burning. But since the compound is still fastened onto the receptors, the pain returns. Milk contains a protein called casein that knocks the compound off the receptors and settles onto them itself, says Dr. Robert Henkin, the director of the Taste and Smell Clinic in Washington, D.C. Warm milk may be the best fire killer of all, but when your mouth is on fire, I can't imagine waiting around for someone to heat up some milk, says Henkin. If there isn't any milk handy, try sugar water or sweet soda, suggest food science researchers at the University of California, Davis.
Questions 4 to 6 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 4. Why do hot foods create a burning sensation on the tongue? Question 5. What is the best fire killer of all according to the passage? Number 6. To kill the burning sensation on the tongue, what can be used instead of warm milk? Section C. Compound dictation. Spare time. British people now have more free time and holidays than they did 20 years ago. The average number of working hours has fallen, and by the mid-1980s, almost all full-time manual employees were entitled to 4 weeks holiday or more, in addition to public holidays, including Christmas and Easter. The increasing number of unemployed, particularly the young, means that large sections of the population have found themselves with more leisure time. Typical popular pastimes in the UK include listening to pop music, going to a bar, playing and watching sports, going on holidays, enjoying outdoor activities, and watching TV. The number of people playing sports has risen partly due to the availability of more sporting facilities, such as local leisure centers. As more people become aware of the necessity for exercise, it is estimated that 1/3 of the adult population regularly takes part in outdoor sports and about 1/4 in indoor sports. Among the most popular sporting activities are walking, swimming, snooker, and darts. Fishing is the most popular country sport. Football, cricket, horse racing, and motorsports are all popular spectator sports. Many magazines are published which pertain to popular and minority sports and interests. Multi-screen cinemas have become more common, and the number of people going to the cinema increased in the mid-1980s after having fallen by more than half between 1981 and 1984. This was because of a large increase in the population of home videos. Britain has one of the highest rates of home video ownership in the world. British people now have more free time and holidays than they did 20 years ago. The average number of working hours has fallen, and by the mid-1980s, almost all full-time manual employees were entitled to 4 weeks holiday or more, in addition to public holidays, including Christmas, and Easter. The increasing number of unemployed particularly the young means that large sections of the population have found themselves with more leisure time. Typical popular pastimes in the UK include listening to pop music, going to a bar, playing and watching sports, going on holidays, enjoying outdoor activities, and watching TV. The number of people playing sports has risen, partly due to the availability of more sporting facilities, such as local leisure centers. As more people become aware of the necessity for exercise, it is estimated that 1/3 of the adult population regularly takes part in outdoor sports and about 1/4 in indoor sports. Among the most popular sporting activities are walking, swimming, snooker, and darts. Fishing is the most popular country sport. Football, cricket, horse racing, and motorsports are all popular spectator sports. Many magazines are published which pertain to popular and minority sports and interests. Multi-screen cinemas have become more common, and the number of people going to the cinema increased in the mid-1980s after having fallen by more than a half between 1981 and 1984. This was because of a large increase in the popularity of home videos. Britain has one of the highest rates of home video ownership in the world. British people now have more free time and holidays than they did 20 years ago. The average number of working hours has fallen, and by the mid-1980s, almost all full-time manual employees were entitled to 4 weeks holiday or more, in addition to public holidays, including Christmas and Easter. The increasing number of unemployed, particularly the young, means that large sections of the population have found themselves with more leisure time. Typical popular pastimes in the UK include listening to pop music, going to a bar, playing and watching sports, going on holidays, enjoying outdoor activities, and watching TV. The number of people playing sports has risen partly due to the availability of more sporting facilities, such as local leisure centers. As more people become aware of the necessity for exercise, it is estimated that one-third of the adult population regularly takes part in outdoor sports and about a quarter in indoor sports. Among the most popular sporting activities are walking, swimming, snooker, and darts. Fishing is the most popular country sport. Football, cricket, horse racing, and motorsports are all popular spectator sports. Many magazines are published which pertain to popular and minority sports and interests. Multi-screen cinemas have become more common, and the number of people going to the cinema increased in the mid-1980s after having fallen by more than half between 1981 and 1984. This was because of a large increase in the population of home videos. Britain has one of the highest rates of home video ownership in the world. Model Test 3, Section A, Number 1. Do you know how the population in this city has grown?
Sure. Between 1900 and 1950, the population remained just over 20,000. In 1970, it rose rapidly to 600,000. In 1980, the figure was 700,000, and it continues to grow steadily.
What was the population in 1970?
Number 2. McCull, why is there such a long queue? I'm glad you made our reservation a few days ago.
There are always many people waiting. Let's look at the flight timetable.
Where would they most probably be?